This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
For anybody that is new to the show or has joined within
every
the last
Tuesday
year
from 7 to 9,
or 2 years, or 3 years,
10 years,
or 4 years,
it's my 10-year anniversary.
You have, and it
happy
happened,
anniversary,
and
Thank
it
you.
Happened in April, not March.
Not March. It did happen in April. I got
so
a
two
lot,
things now.
I got a
we
lot
have,
of apologies. I got to throw out
get
for
to
that
things.
One.
One, Patrick Harris has been using the same iPhone headphones for the last 10 years.
The ones you get for free
that
from
came,
your iPhone
that came with the iPhone. 10 years.
Oh, they stopped giving those away a
oh,
long
yeah.
time ago
because they want
the
you
iPhone.
To buy the AirPods.
They do.
They want,
and
more
I
money.
Have AirPods, but I can't use them on this show.
No, and I have actually tried the whole like Bluetooth headphone
oh, so
with
annoying.
Like a Bluetooth receiver thing.
Not
and that,
in the radio studio.
No, that did not work. That experiment failed very quickly.
Something
I
called latency.
I can't find it.
But
I've got it.
Patrick Harris also a couple weeks back or about a month ago. What we do, what HR does here is they like to send out email every month. Saying, hey, it's this person's birthday this month, what day it is.
Their wedding anniversary?
No. Blood type, last social security number.
Mother's maiden name.
They say, hey, it's April.
It's May. It's March.
In this case, it was, hey, it's March. Here's whose birthday it is, and here's whose Odyssey anniversary it is. How long people have been working there, and on the March, I forget everybody who was on it, but for the Odyssey anniversary, it had Rashad Taylor, it mm-hmm. had
Luke Anderson.
And Patrick then hits the reply all.
Company-wide.
Yeah.
Reply all.
Well, I think just Portland Market.
Portland Market.
Yes.
Send
it to the CEO.
If it were Odyssey.
Send it to everyone.
There's no wonder I'm not the new boss. Like.
And then it goes, I don't even remember what your full response was, but you're like, hey, I've been here for 10 years also, or hello, I've been here 11 years.
It was definitely like a simple statement that was kind of like, hey, I know
it's very passive aggressive.
Nobody cares about this stupid baseball show that I've been doing for a decade.
I got to find it.
I'm on my second host. I'm on my third producer. Like, I don't know what to tell you guys, but clearly nobody cares about this guy.
Oh, he goes, plus me, LOL, 10 years. And I replied, I'm like, who's Patrick Harris? Smart.
And then there was another reply, right?
I don't know if there was. No, not that I see. But then you tell me like a week or two later, you're like, oh, turns out I
got a solo email, not an all company email.
Someone told you.
Solo.
Patrick.
It was like traffic. It was somebody like
that. It's my understanding you're a complete dumbass and you were hired in the month of April.
I can look at our payroll program and say the first time that you were onboarded as an employee was in April.
So then, sure enough, April birthdays and April work anniversaries. There is Patrick Harris. 10 years.
10 years, baby.
On April 10th.
10 years.
2015. Congrats on the 10 years.
Thank you. It clearly means nothing to anybody at this place.
And congrats on looking like a dumbass to the entire Portland market.
excuse me.
You know, if I were, I can't remember who it was. I think it was our friend Jenna. I think it was Ellis who did this. And she sent me an email straight up that was like, hey, Ultra Pro, you know, that thing that we fill out our timesheets
with?
Yeah,
yeah, Ulti Pro, yeah.
She was like, that has your start date of like April 12th. So you will be included on next month's.
You effing dumbass.
She sent it to me directly.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if she would have, like, all Portland marketed, I wouldn't have blamed her. Yeah. I wouldn't have. I deserved it.
And I think it was our HR, overlord that is not in the Portland market. I don't even know where she, we do not have an HR person.
No,
in
we
this
don't.
Building.
What was Mary? We had Mary.
Mary
for a
was
long
cool.
Time. Mary was awesome.
We had someone else. I think it was Madison. Because I want to say that.
Yep. Madison was an intern under Mary, and I think Mary was like starting to retire.
She left,
and Madison
then came back.
Yeah, and Madison
like
was kind of taking over for a little bit.
But then Mary left and retired a couple of years ago, and basically ever since that point, we have not had an in-house HR person. And boy, the things that happen here on a
daily basis.
Well,
yeah, we have. It's Swag. Swag's HR.
Can you imagine?
Every job I've ever had, when there's no HR around, I always choose the one person that would be the most disaster HR.
I feel like Swag would be a good HR because every time I try to joke with him, it seems like I just get nothing.
He's like afraid you have a wire on.
Yeah. I try to make a joke and he thinks I'm like serious. And I'm like, dude, it was an effing joke. All right. Like,
he's like, well, you swore, Joe. So.
Can I get, please, robot, give me emotion here. Something.
It's over.
Yeah. We think.
Yeah, your tenure might be over here soon enough.
Dude, I hope so, man. I hope so, dude. HR. Working jobs is for suckers.
The last person you need to piss off is HR.
That's true. And Swag now, probably future boss.
And you're calling Swag out now. Her work etiquette that she got her birthday.
Her information was wrong. I
How
believed it. I firmly believed it.
How dare you? Unbelievable. Jeez.
I firmly, firmly believed it.
We've all stepped in it like that.
Oakley Doakley.
I got my 10-year coming up here soon, too.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we got a show for you tonight. We're right here in the middle of baseball season. I got to watch my Cleveland tribe play Joe's O's today.
Whatever.
That was kind of nice.
Not important.
I don't. I actually was watching the game not thinking about you, Joe. I was just thinking about my team being super selfish, self-absorbed. And making sure that we got that win.
Can someone tell Charlie Morton that he doesn't need to play baseball anymore?
Dude, Charlie Morton is this era's Jamie Moyer. Okay. I was talking about this with some friends. Charlie Morton this era's Jamie Moyer. All right. A dude that's pretty good, had a great career, and in your 40s, you know, people don't see an 88-mile-an-hour fastball coming down the pipe, and they swing and miss. Like, you got to give the guy credit.
There's a really good chance that he raises ERA to above 10 on the season now.
We did get to Charlie Morton today.
Paging Rich Hill. He's still a free agent.
We did get to Charlie Morton.
Oh, very convenient. Just saw this tweet. First time in his 18-year career that he's given up 4+ earned runs in 6 consecutive starts. 4 of those being with my team. That's fantastic.
He's 42.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
We got a lot to get to. We'll have Fair or Foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour, as we always do. Plus, there's just a ton to get into. It's Jackie Robinson Day. I would like to talk about a deleted tweet that I normally don't do, but this one is kind of exciting to me. How good is the NL West, and Juan Soto is sad that he is not a Yankee.
And he's wearing a hoodie under his jersey all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get to all that. But when we first come back, it's the best day in baseball. It's one of the coolest things to ever happen. It's Jackie Robinson Day. This is the Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's already on YouTube making fun of me for being a Cleveland Guardians fan. I would like the record books to note that I'm a Cleveland Indians fan.
Then who are you rooting for right now?
You know what, Jordan? I want to talk from a guy with no offense.
I was...
Today, that wasn't the problem.
Oh, yeah, one. Blind squirrel gets a nut. I don't know.
I was going through some...
I haven't had a nut in years.
Don't I was going through that. Some old Spiders rosters the other day.
Dude, Spiders were the worst teams of all time.
Mostly because of their names, and I was trying to inform fellow salesman Dave Kinsella about the guy whose nickname was a racial slur.
Yeah, that because, we can't say on the air.
Yeah, because his skin was so dark. And come to find out, that was just a common nickname back then, and he was not the only one. That was the news to me. I told him, I was like, oh, yeah, there was a guy that his nickname was essentially the N-word.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, really? And he wasn't offended because there was 35 other dudes.
Yeah, and then I looked up, and I did a little internet search there, and I'm like, oh, they really liked using that nickname back in the late 1800s. Okay.
Yeah, and I love that you bring that up, Joe, because today is one of the most important days in the history of baseball. Today's Jackie Robinson Day, and I don't mean that. I mean that as awareness, Joe. I don't mean that as you're a bad guy.
Why you got to do that to me?
Because I mean that in a real way, is that that's how baseball...
Set yourself up for it, brother.
That's how baseball viewed these people back then. And
yeah.
It wasn't until 1947... which coincidentally, I know the year that Jackie came into the league because the next year was the last time Cleveland won a World Series. So I'm fully aware of the year that Jackie came in. But that's what makes today so great, is that it's a day of celebrating all the diversity and the giant obstacles that baseball has overcome to get to the game that we are today. I mean, let's not beat around the bush here, all right? There's a lot of guys in Major League Baseball. It's still predominantly white. And a lot of those guys, without getting into super politics, tend to side with our current president, who is not as open to the minorities playing baseball as people in the past have. So you kind of have that. But the best part is that the Latin American vibe, the Hispanic vibe, the islands is so fruitful right now. And you can argue one thing I always like, Joe, you know, I love to be a baseball historian. You know, I love to pretend to act like I was there and know everything else. Was I there when Charlie Morton pitched against Jackie Robinson? No, I was not. But what he did and opened it up for everybody gave us things that we could never have seen. We would never get a Roberto Clemente. We would never have a Francisco Lindor, a Ronald Acuna. We would never have guys, you know, a Tony Perez. If, you know, my mom loved Tony Perez. Like, you would never have guys like that without it. And today's a great day. My only issue with everybody wearing 42 is that if I'm watching on TV and I'm a little far away, I have no idea who's at the plate or who's pitching.
Number 42.
That's my only issue.
Number 42 gets a hit, and it's fielded by number 42, throws it over to number 42, and that's out.
And that's it.
Great pitching performance by number 42. I like how in the graphics, I'm watching the Mets game right now, it even says Francisco Lindor, shortstop, number 42.
Oh, yeah. No, go to their website, like MLB.com/Mariners.
Is everybody number 42?
Everybody is 42. They've been doing that for years. Yeah.
Apparently, I saw today on Reddit, there is like a bot on Twitter that will tell you.
Just one?
That will tell you about Major League Baseball players and their anything that changes from them. If you change a number, if you are changing a position, if you're DHing, etc. And it was like 750 notifications all in a row about so-and-so changing their number to 42 because it's a bot.
It's like
so they don't realize that everybody is doing this today.
I mean, but technically it's official.
But technically they are changing their number. Francisco Lindor changes number to 42. Jose Ramirez changes number to 42.
You remember how
Gunnar
this started,
Henderson
right?
Gunnar Henderson changes number to 42.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Did you ask me how I know how this started?
If you remember?
Of course I do. Because Jackie Robinson. No, I'm joking. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, it started with one player. So I think it's pretty cool.
It started with one player, and it's somebody near and dear. I'm glad you mentioned it, Jordan, because I was going to bring it up. It started with somebody that's, I think because of our age range, is very near and dear to our hearts, especially growing up in this area. And it just honestly, if you're a baseball fan in general, the best part is he also has the official picture of the Masters champion. And that is Ken Griffey Jr. I love that the kid was very proactive about Jackie Robinson and very proactive about how baseball should celebrate him. And then in 2009, every time on this day, we put everybody's jersey as number 42. Just another reason why the kid is arguably a top five, at the very least, a top 10 player in Major League Baseball history.
Have you by chance seen the Shane Gillis stand-up bit about Jackie Robinson?
I was going to say, if you're about to slam the kid right now, I'm not here for it.
What's great is he has a bit about Jackie Robinson and how he was so good that he basically knocked the voice out of white people from back in the day, where old radio announcers were like, man, here comes a colored boy from Brooklyn up to the plate. Young Jackie Robinson. Let's see what he's got. And here's the pitch. Oh, F. Oh, that ball's gone. Oh.
I'm watching my racism die.
Oh, no.
What do I do right now? I don't know what to do right
now. It's a great bit. It is. But, yeah, dude, this is one of the more fun, days on the calendar where, again, everybody wearing 42. It's a tradition that's been going on for longer than I've been alive, it seems like. It really doesn't need a whole lot of explanation how cool this is. And especially during this time right now, what happened with, you know, him being completely scrubbed from the Pentagon website because of his military background,
which is unreal,
and also with the Dodgers recently going visiting the White House. And I mean, like, all these, the timing of this is kind of like, hell yeah, but also what the hell? It kind of feels weird this time around because baseball knows that this is what they do, but it also seems like nobody has really championed to DC about, hey, do you realize that this guy's kind of a big deal and why we do this?
Yeah, I think that's what's most important is, and you know, again, here's the historian coming in, the lover of baseball, the sometimes guy that absolves baseball for all their crimes. Is baseball one of the best things about them that has gone on since, you know, the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and continuing on? Is baseball's been a little bit ahead of pop culture. Baseball integrated before schools integrated. Baseball gave an opportunity to those that did not get any before modern society did. And while I agree with you, Joe, that this White House stuff and this, you know, websites and things like that, trying to scrub things, at the end of the day, we still sit here and get to decide. I watched this clip, Archie Bunker talking to somebody on TV. He's a TV character for all you kids out there. talking about Jackie Robinson, and the quote is so fascinating. I don't want to play it on. I thought about playing it, but I looked at it and it comes across so insensitive.
Well, like 89% of the things he said on that show,
but that was
come across terribly.
But
nowadays.
That was the point of his character.
Yeah,
was
to be an idiot.
Was to show
to
you how ignorant
like
this
yeah.
kind of stuff is. And I watched it again this morning, and what he's telling you is basically this guy can play baseball just as good as somebody else.
Yeah,
and you got to let him in for that. And if you don't let Jackie in, you don't get Roberto Clemente. You don't get Reggie Jackson. You don't get Pedro Martinez. And you don't get Ronald Acuna Jr. And all these people come from different places and different backgrounds. And yeah, there's you know, the dirty secret in the MLB is that most of these white players are probably Trump guys, which ties you to some weird stuff. And I don't want to get into that. But the idea that we can still sit here on, you know, on April 15th and celebrate Jackie Robinson and see guys like Frankie Lindor have custom cleats and see Ken Griffey Jr. getting another ounce of love for how important he was to the game. It's something important. This isn't a great segment. You know, there's not much we can sit here and really rally about or argue about or anything like that, but this is one of my favorite days in baseball, and I kind of wish it was opening day, but the fact that we wait a little bit is good enough.
It's his
for
birthday
me.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I think that's better.
Or it's his debut.
There's something you can't, I don't think you can take away from the splendor of opening day or take away from the splendor of this particular event. I think you kind of got to separate them. They're just two very large events and kind of different. So, no, I feel like you're kind of poo-pooing on both if you put them together. But I do, man, this day, since Ken Griffey Jr., I believe he was like the first year that he did it, he was the only player in all of Major League Baseball to wear 42 on his back, obviously, other than I think Mariano Rivera and anybody else that had been grandfathered in at the time before the number had been retired. Then it was the entire Mariners roster the next year, and then the next year, it was all of MLB. So within 2 years, everybody was doing it. Now it's obviously one of the greatest traditions of Major League Baseball. Every time we get to this point of the year, I do think about guys. You mentioned the unbelievable plethora of Latin American talent that has now come through Major League Baseball. Every single organization has like an academy. They've got some kind of like thing in, you know, either Venezuela or DR
it's
or Puerto Rico.
It's not just Black Americans. It's about any player of color.
No, you're right. Yeah. But I think, and it's a good time to focus on what MLB could do to reach out to young Black players more, to reach out to young Black kids to say, hey, we want you in this game. And I do think they've missed the boat. They put all those academies and they put feet on the ground in those, you know, Central American countries. And thankfully, we've seen the results. But if they did that more, like, you remember, guys, when we were kids, remember the Boys and Girls Club, you know, remember them reaching out. It was definitely a lot more prominent in inner cities, but they reached out with basketball. And I feel like basketball was kind of the game. Football was also the game that got to those inner cities. MLB really missed that boat, especially in the 90s. Maybe just, you know, I don't know, I'm a kid of the 90s, so I think that. But I really hope that they can still kind of keep that effort going, because it's something that, for me, I think was lacking here in America as compared to the Central American countries that they did. I want to see that more here in the USA.
Couple things just to wrap up. I personally just think that missed opportunity for someone not to stand up from the LA Dodgers and be a little bit more vocal about what happened as far as trying to completely erase the content on the Pentagon's website about him. Like, you literally are about to go to the White House. There's a ton of attention on you because you won the World Series, and this is the team that Jackie Robinson played for, and nobody said anything and just shook hands, awkwardly laughed and grinned. And, you know, just I felt like I wish there would have been someone that would have had, you know, somewhat of a spine out there.
Well, that's a conversation for the news talk radio people.
I know, but I find it extremely disappointing that here they are a week later and they're like, hey, Jackie's our guy. And it's like, someone falls on deaf ears. What's worse, though, what they did on the Pentagon website or what is it? DraftKings giving you a 42% profit boost on a four-leg MLB parlay today.
That sounds really rough.
That God, you can't.
Met in good terms.
Or
but...
FanDuel having a 42 home run bet today. Will there be more than 42 home runs hit today?
That almost that sounds like a 9/11 sale.
Shout out Pete Rose.
God.
Oh, cool. All right. Today is the day that Jackie Robinson debuted in 1947.
There you go.
And we thank you for that. Like I always say,
it knocked the old-timey voice out of all white broadcasters around the world.
Like I said, I could sit here and argue that Roberto Clemente is the greatest baseball player of all time, and that wouldn't have happened had Jackie Robinson not played. All right, when we come back, let's get into some baseball. We're going to take this into a completely different direction. John Heyman, our good buddy John Heyman, tweeted out something and then deleted that tweet, and I'd like to bring that up. At least for a hot moment. Normally, we don't like to do this, but I think today I'd like to do it. This is the Hot Corner. But first, we'll throw it to Jordan with sports. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, boy, have you guys looked around the NL West? S is crazy. Is it time to panic on Shohei and the Dodgers? So we'll get to that at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, plus fair or foul at the bottom of that hour. But I don't know. Did you guys... Jordan, I feel like you saw it, but Joe, I don't know if you saw it. Did you see the tweet John Heyman put out and then canceled?
I did, and so when you texted me today, we were talking about what we were going to talk about what's on the show, and you said...
You were a little surprised I wanted to bring it up, huh?
Well, you had mentioned it, and I'm like, what the hell is he talking about? And then I went and found said picture. I'm like, oh, yeah, I saw this picture last week. So... I didn't know that this is what you and other people thought it was, though, what this random list that John Heyman tweeted out was.
Yeah, we haven't had one of these in a while, these big lists.
Yeah, this list came out, and there are 103 players on this list.
And we're going to say every name.
And talk about each player. Like, buckle up.
Let's rank them through 103 now.
We're going over on this segment.
Going through to dirt and spring.
But there's no
morning.
Boss, so nobody cares. I saw this list, and I was kind of like, okay, all right, it looks like a list of dudes. Okay, I see some common denominators here, but I also see some non-common denominators. And then I hear John Heyman deleted it. Now, this list is... come to find out, coincides with the list that Bleacher Report obtained in 2018. And it is the exact same list with the exact same people at the exact same number, 1 through 103. The rumor on the street is this list is the Mitchell Report.
All the players that were on the Mitchell Report.
If you're not familiar, in 2003, Major League Baseball went to the Major League Baseball Players Association and said, we would like to conduct a drug test to see how rampant steroids are in this game. You will be anonymous. Your name will not be leaked. But we would like to test to see. The rumor on the street is that this is the list of people who tested positive. There are, I can't remember, I've done the numbers and over the last few days, and I can't remember if there's 6 or 8, but there is either 6 or 8 current Hall of Fame elected players, mm-hmm. along with those that are not elected for suspected steroid use.
Can I lend a little bit more credence to the theory that this could be a list from 2003? If you look at the organization of all these names.
It's it.
Well, it's all of the names that were prominent in this time. But
it starts with the B's in Boston. It's alphabetical order.
Exactly.
Of some extent.
Well, and that's Trot what I Nixon. Thought the list... I was going to say, that's what I thought the list was at first.
The best
was,
players of 2003?
No.
Well, just, yeah, that's what it is.
A list of... just a list of Red Sox players. Like, I was like,
right,
okay.
You first start, and you're okay, Nomar, this is who they had.
Yeah, Trot Nixon, David Ortiz. I mean, I was like, all right, so this is just a list of... Boston Red Sox players? What the hell? No, and then
but once
as
you
I
start
went,
to look through it, you can tell it's team by team.
Yeah. Exactly. It's team by team, and it's obvious if you're a diehard baseball fan like all three of us are, that these guys all played on these teams. Like, for instance, Mariners example, Brett Boone, Mike Cameron, Randy Winn, Ryan Franklin, Freddie Garcia, and Rafael Soriano, Scott Spezio all appear on that list.
Spezio on the Angels?
Spezio might have been on
the
Angels still, and the Angels are right below the Mariners.
No,
here.
He's not, because it's alphabetical order.
Okay, so there we go. So he is technically a Mariner at this point.
Because when you get to Texas, it's Alex Rodriguez, Juan Gonzalez, Rafael Palmeiro.
Yeah.
That's alphabetical order.
And then you see like the Phillies starting with Bobby Abreu up on the other, Levon Hernandez going down to the Marlins. Like, no, this is obviously a list of players that were on teams together in 03, organized that way. So yeah, it's at least allegedly looking like this really could be the list of the Mitchell Report players from 2003.
The Orioles players there on it, Brian Roberts, I won't believe it. I won't believe it. My
never.
Guy Brian
Nobody
would never.
Nobody could ever believe that.
Jay Gibbons?
Suspended? I think Jay Gibbons was actually already known to have done something.
I was going to say, the Jay Gibbons, I'd believe that. Melvin Mora, probably believe that one too.
He was a really good hitter.
But I think that's what's interesting, and we'll get into some of the guys, but, you know, I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Does this have any clout? Does this have any influence on the future of what we think about that era? You know, Joe, you've done this show with me for so long, when you were a producer, and now you're with me. You know, when Voldemort was here, like, we steered away from steroid talk. We steered away from Pete Rose talk. We always wanted to talk about what's going on the field, but every once in a while, there's big things that happen. And I don't know if this is me reading too much, but when I looked at this list, there's a lot of guys on here that are like a duh. And then there's a lot of guys on this list that's like, ooh, uh-oh, I did not know that.
Aaron Boone,
does this change perception?
Two current managers, Aaron Boone and Dave Roberts?
Does this do anything to the view of the game? The view of that era versus now, as we see a lot of these guys participating in baseball?
Well, it's also one of those that, is this... And you had mentioned that this is the same list that Bleacher Report also reported on in 2018 or something,
yeah.
and or a lot of the same names that they reported on, something like that.
Was a picture of the list out in 2018? Like, are
no.
we seeing this for the second time?
I think we are seeing it for the second time.
Okay.
I saw a link on my Reddit feed to a Bleacher Report. It was a link to a Bleacher Report article in 2018, and it was the same list
okay.
that they had acquired and thought was the Mitchell Report. Because when the Mitchell Report was done, baseball told players they had anonymity.
That's a tough one.
But
don't
eventually, as things go, things start to kind of leak out.
And you see, it's funny.
Everybody's on this list of people that have been blackballed.
Exactly.
Everybody's on that list.
It's funny that you say, like, oh, these slam dunks on here, like, we've seen, like, Ryan Franklin suspended for steroid use, Barry Bonds suspected of steroid use. You go down almost Andy Pettit suspended for HGH use. Like, there are a lot of guys that line up with this.
And then there's dudes, Richie Sexton, Barry Bonds.
Duh.
You're like Sean Green, Eric Gagne.
And then
you're
there's
like, duh.
There's also the guys that like say Brett Boone pops up big for me, not only because he's one of my favorite players, but if you remember in one of Jose Canseco's books, I think it was the first one, Juiced, he accused Brett Boone. I think out of the 20 players or so that he named, maybe more in that book, Brett Boone was one of them. And the story was like Boone hit a double in spring training, and Jose was like kind of like, whoa, dude, I'm impressed. Like, what are you taking? And Boone, the alleged quote was like, shh, don't tell nobody. And he always publicly denied it, and he never tested positive for steroids, but guys that have even been accused or even whispers about are on this list too.
I think for me, what's more fascinating is there's a lot of people on this list that I didn't expect to be on this list. I think it starts at the top. Nomar Garcia-Para. Didn't expect that. Pedro Martinez, just looking at that one team, didn't expect that.
Was this all roids or was it HGH too?
It's probably, I don't know.
Because like Pettit.
I'd have to go back and look through the Mitchell Report.
I thought Pettit was only dinged for HGH, and I know a guy like Nomar, man, he battled a lot of injuries and was able to kind of have a little bit of a second career in Los Angeles with the Dodgers. Maybe that was because of HGH, allegedly, I don't know.
I think the some of the most damning thing on this is when you get to Texas. Alex, Juan, Rafael, like that, we all know that. But then you get to people like the Cubs, Zambrano. Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah,
Mark Pryor, Kerry Wood.
They both had massive injury issues, though. Right. So once again, why
I thought we absolved them from this. Pedro Martinez, I thought we absolved him from this. You know the name that I don't see on this list, which is the most exciting, Jordan? Is two names. Jim Thome.
And Ken Griffey Jr.
And Ken Griffey Jr.
They are clean, not on baby. This list. Nope, not even like
just some big boys that like to hit dingers.
And yes, David Ortiz is on this list.
Of course he is, yes. But we already knew that. There was already leaks that he was on the Mitchell
People
report.
Have denied that, though. Oh, he's clean. Like, come on.
Fernando Tatis Sr., Gary Sheffield, Pudge Rodriguez, that's a Hall of Famer. Robbie Alomar is a Hall of Famer.
Wonder where Tatis Jr. learned it.
Todd Helton, that's a Hall of Famer. There are guys on this list that snuck through stuff, and I'm just curious if this has any kind of ripple effect. Obviously, you know, I watch MLB Network every day. I listen to MLB Network on Sirius, you know, while I'm switching from 1080 The Fan. I listen to people talk, and nobody has mentioned this, which is why John Heyman probably deleted the tweet. Somebody said, hey, man, don't do that.
I'm really.
Like they're asking, what are you gonna solve from this?
I'm really trying to pour through this list though and see if there's any, because I found an article from 2009 that says like here are the players named in the Mitchell report, and there's like a list of like 70 something names, so it's not the full list. But I'm just trying to see if I can find one
the correlation that's
that
not
is
on
not
it.
On there to see. But so far,
yeah. It matches.
I'd like to throw a shout out that my Cleveland Indians are Sandy Alomar, which hurts. That hurts. I love Sandy.
Yeah, I noticed like.
And the other is Bartolo Colon. Ooh, I'm shocked,
I'm
shocked.
Actually, Adrian Beltre, never really been suspected of anything or talked about in these conversations. He's on this list.
Yep.
It's kind of crazy to see that. A lot of pitchers.
I've always said it, Jordan, to be honest. I've always said it. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
From L.A. to Seattle to Texas.
Boston to Texas.
Doesn't make sense.
Because you have that surge of a year in Boston.
It just doesn't make sense.
I hear you.
I think I might have found one. I think I might have
Give
found
it to me.
One.
Let me see it.
God, there's a lot of names that match up, though. God, I
Johnny
just,
Damon's on the list. That's a shocking one.
I mean,
too.
The Johnny, the Trot, the Nomar, just in Boston alone.
Jack Cust.
Nomar
is not on this list.
Nomar, Johnny Damon, Trot Nixon, and Pedro Martinez are surprising to me.
Jack Cust wasn't in the majors in 2003. That doesn't even make sense. Jack Cust is after.
Joe is. Deep dive, as Cowherd likes to say. Big J journalism going on here to the left.
I am zoomed in.
Oh, no, I'm wrong. Jack Cust was starting in 01. He was a rookie, so I'm incorrect there.
There you go. Jack Cust was named in the Mitchell report, but on this list that John Heyman tweeted out, there is no Jack Cust. Therefore, debunked.
Debunked. I'm curious to see if this has any legs, but it clearly doesn't. Like, it's being shoved down, shoved away, pushed away. But, you know, there's Jason Giambi. The Yankees are Jerry Hairston, Jason Giambi, Alfonso Soriano, Raul Mondesi. That's the Yankees.
Isn't it safe to assume that
any
basically...
of those shock Aaron Boone, Andy Pettit?
I feel that it's very safe to say...
Contreras, Clemens.
You could show me this list... And
oh, are these the best players in baseball?
Well, not only that, but I could just be like, what if I told you that everyone on this list was on steroids? I'd be like, yeah.
Duh.
I'd be like, everybody in the early 2000s was probably on steroids.
I think there's just some interesting stuff that make you think like, whoa, didn't expect that.
I mean, honestly, the seeing like Brian Roberts on there, which I don't know if in this article that I'm looking at as well. Well, yeah, he was one of the names on the Mitchell report.
Was Eric Chavez?
Shows how much I know.
Yep. On the Mitchell report?
Yep. Chavez, Miguel Tejada, Eric Burns.
I knew about Miguel Tejada, and I knew about Eric Burns. And by the way, Savannah Banana's manager. So it's not just MLB managers that are on this list. Savannah Banana manager, yep. Eric Burns as well.
All right. We'll see how this plays out. It's probably nothing. This will just be a little blip on the hot corner radar as nobody else is really talking about this tweet that John Heyman put out and then deleted. But that's your Mitchell report. And again, I'd have to go back and do the numbers. I'll do it in the break. But there's 6 to 8 current Hall of Famers on that list. and a bunch of guys that probably should be in the Hall of Fame if the
Jackie Robinson's on this list.
Stop it, Joe. Jesus, just stop it. When we come back, a little World Baseball Classic update for you. We'll do just a little one. Then we'll get to the second hour. Hot Corner, Today the Fan. Six players on this list that are current Hall of Famers. It's Pedro Martinez, Todd Helton, Adrian Beltre, Robbie Alomar, Pudge Rodriguez. I know, we're all shocked about Pudge. It's like on this list, he wasn't on Texas, so he didn't get lumped in with the Texas boys.
Correct.
A lot of really good players on this list.
I mean,
too.
This list, I mean, if I had a fantasy draft off this list, I would do really well. There's a lot of non-shockers, which is fun. Milton Bradley.
I want the list of steroid users who are still trash. Like, yeah. dudes who are bad and then did steroids and continued to be bad.
Let's see. Matt Clement, Valerio De Los Santos, Jason Schmidt, Jason Christensen, Matt Hergis. I don't even know who that dude is.
There's
Hergis.
A World Series MVP on here and Troy Glaus. Everybody knew that Glaus. Guy was roided out of his mind.
His arms looked kind of like strong, but still flabby.
And Joe, who'd you have whose neck is bigger than their head?
Oh, yeah. I showed you a picture of Jay Gibbons.
Oh, Jay
freaking
Gibbons. His
neck is literally wider than his head.
Yeah. Jim Caminiti says, hold my beer.
Steroids were worth it. Yes, I'm Jay Gibbons.
But we'll get out of the first hour on this. I just want to touch a little bit on it as we lead up to it. Like, I am unbelievably excited. I actually think I've been a big proponent of steamrolling this and continuing to gain momentum and be something as big as the World Cup. And I think people like Shohei Ohtani and Yoshi are going to be a help for that. And
that's never going to happen.
The islands and stuff like that are going to be help from that. Today it came out that Aaron Judge will be the captain of USA for the World Baseball Classic. They asked Mike Trout about it. He said he should be, which means he's going. Fernando Tatis talked about how he will have the massive honor to be a steroid user playing for his home country. And I'm starting to believe, guys, that is Mike Trout, Aaron Judge, and Bryce Harper going to be on Team USA? I think the answer is yes.
Hell yeah, brother.
I think this tournament is slowly building to be what they want it to be.
Yeah, but not as big as the World
Cup. Well, no, it won't be as big as the World Cup because not everybody in the world plays baseball. But, like, if you can truly get the best Japanese, the best Americans, the best Puerto Ricans, the best Dominicans to be on a team, because
they already do that. It's called Major League Baseball.
We sit here and argue that America loses. We've never won one, but we're never at full strength. Like, can America get to the point where they're at full strength? Because the Japanese are, the Dominican are. When you look at the outfield that are Dominican, like, good God, I don't want to play those guys.
I just love your passion, and I feel like you're getting paid by some sort of a lobbyist.
For the World Baseball Classic?
Yes, exactly.
God, I want it so bad.
Like, you just love this thing, man.
I want it so bad.
It's cool. I do not care about it nearly as much as you do, but you have definitely swayed me over the last decade to start caring more. And I think that the players, countries, when the event comes around, media, they're starting to care a bit more. And the best thing that happened was to have Shohei go up against Mike Trout in that final at bat. Like, when that happened a couple of years ago, everybody
was amazing.
Like, everybody Goosebumps. Was like, wait, this can happen.
This can happen. They were on the same team.
We're allowed to do this. Like, yeah, and then
that dugout was after.
I think that whenever you get international play in a sport, it ramps things up, and you just don't really see it very often outside of soccer and the Olympics.
Yeah.
And like major sports, you don't see. I mean, for God's sakes, what did we, what is it, the Battle of the Four Nations in hockey that we had just
that
a few months ago?
Amazing.
People were absolutely, dude, thrilled.
We just were losing our ass.
Everybody loved that. And so getting this in a baseball format, I just would love to see more countries involved. I would like to have it be a bigger pool, more pools involved. I mean, how many teams are there? 24, 20,
something like that. And I think the tournament starts with 16, four groups of four.
I thought like, it was maybe work. It's 20.
Maybe it's, I don't remember. But can you imagine right field, for the United States, Mike Trout. Center field for the United States, Aaron Judge. Left field.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Can you imagine that outfield?
Tom Brenneman on the call?
No, Castellanos. Striking out in a big moment.
Four pools, five teams in each pool. So 20 teams, 20 countries participate. Let's bump that bitch up. Let's get it to 32.
Dude, did you see Mexico at the last World Baseball Club? World Baseball Classic? Randy Arozarena and Adolis Garcia play for them, and they got sombreros and mariachi bands in the stands. Like, Jordan, put your hand on the dumb button real quick, because, like, I'm so jazzed about this. These people are absolutely losing their mind for their country. Japan's won it, like, three times because they care.
We need to get a few more countries into this thing. You're telling me that if Israel can get a team together that we can't get, and I know that they've got the Jewish contingency that plays for Israel.
Easy.
You're telling me that that Great Britain has a treasure trove of baseball players?
Mike Ford. Harry Ford.
Harry Ford.
What's the dude? Harry Ford?
Harry Ford.
Let's go, baby.
That's
how we grow the game.
I just feel like there's got to be a few more countries out there with some talent.
Japan, Korea, USA, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic. I mean, there's five teams right there that can win it.
Nicaragua.
Do you not want to see a competition which five teams can win it? And then somebody swings around and decides to upset you? You know, a Venezuela upsets you. A Costa Rica upsets you. Mexico, Canada. They got Joey Votto.
So they actually
got Shaden Sharp. I heard Shaden Sharp's playing in the World Baseball Classic.
So they do actually have
playing center field. He could get up there. You know what I mean? Like, he can.
They have the WBSC World Rankings. Did you know this is a thing?
I did not, but I assume
World
something
Baseball
exists.
Softball Confederation.
I'm not worried about softball.
And they have a ranking of I guess it is only the top 20 teams. The fact that Czech Republic is ranked 15th in this thing, good for them.
Let's go, baby.
Are they in this?
Let's go, baby.
Is the Czech Republic participating in this? In the 2026? It doesn't look like
it. I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. They're Chechia.
Chechia.
Yes. Let's bump this bitch up. Come on.
All right, we come back. There's a loaded second hour. Let's get into the NL Best / NL West, see how that's going on over there. Plus, we'll have a little fun with audio and some odds and ends. We'll get to plus fair or foul. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner, that's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris, 1080 The Fan.